Thanks for coming in tonight. Looking forward to spending some time with you, just focusing on Christ tonight. And before we start, I did want to go through a couple of things with you all. Hopefully you all picked up a candle when you came in, and we'll be lighting those afterward if the lighter works. And someone said something to me beforehand, you only have one lighter? So there's two. I do have a backup up here in case the first one fails. But also, moms and dads, we need you to help us with something here. We did have the battery-operated lights out there for the young ones. And if you have a young one, not so young one, or a young one who thinks they're old enough and they have a candle, please help them with that. Just as a matter of safety, I shouldn't have done it, but I joked with someone earlier about, we get to watch the building burn tonight. It was just a joke. I probably shouldn't have said that. So I'm going to throw out all these safety warnings here first before we get started. Please watch them, not only helping them light their candle and things like that, but just keep an eye on them as they're holding the candle. And because as you know, when you turn a candle sideways, the wax just starts dripping. And again, just as a matter of safety. In fact, why don't we do this? Pastor Taylor, can you come and help me? We're going to demonstrate. So when we do begin lighting the candles, let's step over this way. There we go. I just want to make sure everyone can say or can see. All right. If your candle is lit, here is how you hold it. Forever, until you blow it out, okay? The person next to you is going to need their candle lit. So you're going to turn and light their candle, right? No. They will light their candle by sticking it in your flame. And then so on down the line, okay? If you could just help us with that, the fire marshal would appreciate that. And now I have a lot of melted wax here. I'm going to spill it. I know I am. Okay. I'm really not sure what to do with that. I didn't quite think through that. Okay, there we go. Well, let's go ahead and start with a word of prayer, shall we? God in heaven, Lord, we thank you. I mean, we come in here tonight, Lord, excited about this type of service that is focused on you. And we do come in here with joy and with thanksgiving for what you've done. We have come here to hear again that timeless story of Christ's birth. God, help us to quiet our hearts so that we may know the peace and the fullness of this observance. We ask that your light would shine in the darkness of our world these days. We pray, God, that as we sing tonight, that we might also be singing as the angels sung that day you were born. As they sang, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill to men. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this."
If you would please stand with me as we sing, "He is born."
Divine Christ child, play the oboe and bagpipes merrily. He is born, the divine Christ child. Sing we all of the Savior mild. Through long ages of the past, prophets have foretold his coming.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, "Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
A stranger today, no room here in his world turned away, no room, no room, no room here in the hearts of mankind, no room, no cheery welcome could find, no room, surely the world.
And yet God found room for his son, a manger. God found room for God to enter the world. We sing of the light of the world is Jesus. Right then, on that night, that light came to light. The light was lit, you might say. the Savior of the world, the Word, as it's spoken in John 1:1, the Word incarnate, fully man and yet fully God, the Deliverer, delivered in a stable, laid in a manger, but he had come at last. I'm going to ask if the little ones in the room, if they would like to come up here and help us sing Away in the Manger. So any of the little ones that want to come up right now, if you could come on up here. Come right on up, and you can just sit around Emma here and help her sing. Yeah. Come on down here, Sawyer. There you go. Oh, we got another one. Hey, Mitchell, here, let me take your hand. We'll go the safe route, okay? There we go. I saw you in action up there before. There we go. You're going to help her sing?
All right, in Luke 2, it says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Shepherds of old to worship. God gives his blessing wherever it's told. And the babe in the manger now reigns from above and cradles God's children in his tender love. Oh, hear that great chorus of God's gift of love. Join in the singing with the angels above, for that music from heaven keep filling
And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And now Bethlehem in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way.
We three kings of Orient call.
course of four, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again, king forever, ceasing never over us all. Incense to offer have I, incense owes the deity night, prayer and praising, balm and raising, worship him God on high. Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume breathes a life of gathering gloom, soaring, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in a stone cold tomb. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, good to him replies.
Those three wise men, they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They presented those gifts to a child. In fact, not just a child, this was a child that they were bowing to, the Savior of the world. This baby would grow to be a little boy and then a man who would restore sight to blind men. But he would also restore spiritual sight to us who have been blinded by sin. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And that light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Here's where we ask you to join us and be a part of our service here tonight. I would ask you, if you would, to please stand, taking your candle, and begin lining up on either side of me as I step down to the main floor here. So to my left and to my right, if we could just begin lining up, not going down the walls, but down the next aisles off from the center, please. If you're able to stand, great, and participate. Now, once you have lined up, the music will stop and David will join us as well. The lights will go out. At that time, I will light my candle and then begin to light the candles on either side of me, and we'll just progress lighting the candles all the way around the room. Once all the candles are lit, we'll sing Silent Night together. And when we're done, I would ask you to please blow out your candle and then silently and in reverence leave the auditorium. Please hold all visiting until you get out into the lobby.